This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Earl Lewis, director of the Kansas Water Office, joins us. And Earl, as the weather starts to warm up, it also means the harmful algae bloom season picks up as well. And the Kansas Water Office has ongoing projects such as the Milford Lake HAB runoff project to help combat a problem that can cause a lot of issues.
As you mentioned, we've already started to see a few of the lakes that are starting to develop algae blooms, as we've seen in the past. And the food source for that algae is primarily phosphorus. The way to combat that long term is to try and reduce the amount of phosphorus that's coming into our water bodies. And one project we have going on is the Milford Lake RCPP, which is a cooperative program with NRCS. And that RCPP stands for Regional Conservation Partnership Program, and it brings in additional federal dollars into that area above Milford Lake to try and put in practices that reduce that phosphorus getting into our water supply so that long term we have a better situation than we do today. This project is a little bit unique, and the Soybean Commission is one of 30 partners both above and below the reservoir that are working together to try and provide funding and in-kind resources to address this issue. And so that means our agricultural groups, some of our recreational groups, and even some of our public water suppliers like Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and even clear down into Johnson County are providing funds and in-kind services to help this project be successful.
Runoff and sediment are two big things that could be the cause of that as well. And that's where you need everyone's help in this, specifically from those in agriculture and, like you said, with the partnership, but those farmers and ranchers too.
You know, when we think about phosphorus, it really does stick with that sediment for the most part. As we always like to say, it's better to keep that, if you're paying for that phosphorus, it's better to keep it on your property and out of the stream in the first place. So that's really what we want to do, is help producers manage that nutrient better through nutrient management, through cover crops or some other best management practice, so that fertilizer stays really where they want it to stay, which is on the field or in the pasture and not in the stream.
For a project like this, this is really a long-term type of a deal that is really just getting started.
What we're trying to do is make a difference in the long term. The buildup of nutrients in our reservoirs has been happening over many years and in some cases many decades. And so our solution or the change to that's going to happen over a number of years. But the good thing I think we've seen is that we get about $3 million of additional funds through NRCS from this project. And almost half of that was picking up in the first year. That this last year was really the first full year of implementation of this project. And so that shows a lot of producer interest and benefit from this project.
That's Earl Lewis, director of the Kansas Water Office, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.